is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Good Monday morning to you across Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Face or on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. And I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College from where I broadcast this morning. Also teach journalism classes down here. Fill in for Steve as well here on the program. Coming up on the show this hour, Alan Sachs with us in just a bit, professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington, and Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and elsewhere joining us in the back half of the hour. Larry Kudlow on a couple of the Sunday shows this past weekend. We'll hear from him in a couple of moments. Two stories I wanted to handle before we get back to Larry Kudlow's comments. Emergency in Kalamazoo County over tainted water. You haven't heard yet. Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley declared a state of emergency for Kalamazoo County after high levels of contaminants were found in the drinking water. Problems discovered July 26th when test results showed the municipal water system in Parchment, which serves about 3,100 residents in Parchment and Cooper Township, had an unacceptable level of the nationally emerging contaminants known collectively as PFAS, chemicals that have been used in firefighting foams, food packaged in the materials, and in commercial household products or manufacturing facilities. Health officials say long-term exposure to the chemicals in drinking water could harm human health, with links to issues such as thyroid, kidney, heart, and reproductive programs. All state resources now can be made available by declaring a state of emergency, authorizing Michigan State Police, Emergency Management, and Homeland Security Division to coordinate state efforts. Thousands of bottles of water already distributed to those two communities. Volunteers turned out Saturday for a second day of free water distribution. So that happened on Sunday, the emergency declaration for Kalamazoo County and those townships affected by the water. This from the Washington Post this morning of interest. Federal air marshals have for years been quietly monitoring small numbers of U.S. air passengers and reporting on in-flight behavior considered suspicious, even if those people have no known terrorism links, the TSA said on Sunday. Under a sensitive, previously undisclosed program called Quiet Skies, the TSA has since 2010 tasked marshals to identify passengers who raise flags because of travel histories or other factors and conduct secret observations of their actions, including behaviors as common as sweating heavily, which I've done on a plane before, or using the restroom repeatedly as they fly between U.S. destinations. Boston Globe first revealed the existence of the Quiet Skies program Sunday. In response to questions, a TSA spokesman offered more details of the program's origins and goals, comparing it to other law enforcement activities that ask officers to closely monitor individuals or areas vulnerable to crime. TSA declined, though, to provide complete information on how individuals are selected for Quiet Skies and how the program works. Post says initiative raising new questions about the privacy of ordinary Americans as they go about routine travel within the U.S. and about the broad net cast by law enforcement as it seeks to keep air travel safe. Spokesman said the program did not single out passengers based on race or religion and should not be considered surveillance because the agency does not, for example, listen to passengers' calls or follow flagged individuals around airports. However, during in-flight observation of people who are tagged as Quiet Skies passengers, marshals use an agency checklist to record passenger behavior. Did he or she sleep during the flight? Did he or she use a cell phone? Look around erratically. Declined to say whether the program has resulted in arrests or disruption of any criminal plots. That seems to be a key question. Is it effective? Is it useful? Do we need it? Is there any reason? I'm on a plane. I'm not behaving any differently if I know a marshal is watching me or not. The question is, I think, how is this data being not collected? Is it being saved? Is there a dossier on regular old citizens who sleep too much on flights? Or perhaps sweat too much on flights? That's a little unusual. I would like to know, if possible, if it's been successful, if it has led to arrests, if it has broken up terror plots. We just don't know that yet. All right, over the weekend, or Friday, in fact, we found out the GDP number for quarter one. It was excellent, 4.1% GDP growth in the quarter. Not quarter one, quarter two. 4.1 GDP growth. Very, very good. President Trump promised 4% growth on a regular basis. We'll see if it continues, but thus far, so far, so good. 4.1%, the latest number. Larry Kudlow, National Economic Council chief, was on a couple of Sunday shows over the weekend on with Margaret Brennan on CBS. Margaret Brennan asked him if this kind of growth was sustainable and would it continue in the face of, say, the trade war, the tariffs that have been placed on certain goods. And Kudlow, of course, said, yes, it will. We can continue this kind of growth. He was then on CNN, Jake Tapper, State of the Nation. And Jake Tapper, his question actually is on this cut, but asking about that, well, Larry Kudlow is a free market guy. He has been for years, supply side expert. And so what about these tariffs? Are they effective? Are they useful? Are they needed? This is cut two, the Kudlow cut two, with him with Jake Tapper on CNN.
President this week tweeted in part, quote, tariffs are the greatest. As a philosophical discussion, are tariffs great?
You know, if they're targeted for good purpose, as per China, I think the answer is absolutely yes. That's always been my view. Most free traders agree. China has not played by the rules, and the trading system is broken, largely because of them. Now, I hope we get to our EU trade deal. Let me say this. President has adopted a view with which I completely agree. He's a free trader, and he wants to have no tariffs.
No tariffs at all.
And no non-tariff barriers, and no subsidies. Now, that's a goal, but I think that was part of our EU discussion. That's his view in general. That is also my view. So I think he's gaining. This is a tough, hard thing to do. You know, people say, well, President Trump's tariffs are damaging this, that, and the other thing. I say, don't blame President Trump. He inherited a completely broken world trading system, including a World Trade Organization, most particularly China, but not only China, okay? He's trying to fix it.
As Larry Kudlow on CNN, State of the Nation, Jake Tapper, and a goal, no tariffs, but there's got to be some things happening to get to that point. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Alan Sachs is coming up next. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.